Hi everybody, welcome to my backyard, and we've got ourselves some really fluffy snow.
Matt Morris has been making snow sculptures on his front lawn for a decade.
My goal was to get the information out and help people have more fun, especially during this difficult time.
He posted for free a series of how-to videos. All you need are large 5-gallon buckets and surprisingly non-packing or dry snow.
You know, in the coldest parts of the winter, pretty well all the snow we get is fluffy, non-packing snow. And my very simple systems work.
So I'm going to make a bunch of buckets and let them sinter, as I said, for 2 or 3 hours, maybe 2 hours today.
And then the trick is to not touch them for about 3 hours or even overnight. Once you do that, a really special little process happens. It's called sintering, and that's where the snow crystals all bond together.
Matt has created some wonderful snow art that draws crowds to his lawn. Not your average three-tiered snowman. Among his creations, a giant sculpture of Raptors basketball star Pascal Siakam on a spinning base, and one of Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger. But beginners can start small.
Gnomes are fun and easy to carve, and it's a great first-time project. It's not just for kids. I have lots of adults and seniors and, I guess, boomers that are really enjoying it.
Have fun out there this winter building or carving.
I'm Christine Ross for Zoomer Radio.